Believers in Kyrgyzstan are prepared to minister as vote results are tabulated. Not everyone's being stalled in Haiti's rebuild, and extremists are targeting Christians through social networking sites. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. People of Kyrgyzstan went to the polls yesterday to decide whether or not to change its constitution. This is a result of a coup that ousted its president in April. Ethnic violence targeting Uzbeks killed more than 200, creating 400,000 refugees. Paul Tokarchuk of Russian Ministry says their Schools Without Walls festival last week drew Kyrgyz pastors in the region. They put their lives on the line.
There are some pastors and some leaders who are taking the risk to take the Christians to the safe places, and they are received threats that if you're going to do that, you will be in real trouble.
The violence has disrupted their new Schools Without Walls program there. Tokarchuk says it's uncertain if the election will stem the tide of violence, but Russian Ministries is
in touch with the local leaders so that as soon as the opportunity and the need will be demanding, we will be ready to provide the urgent help.
But funding is needed to help prepare for that. Next, coming up July 12th, is the six-month anniversary of Haiti's earthquake. New reports indicate the rebuild effort is stalled, but not everyone is in the same boat. Compassion International's Kathy Redmond says all of their child sponsorship programs are back up and running.
Out of 22,000 children, we have been able to locate all but 350. And probably those 350 kids have been displaced. They probably left for a different area with their families.
Redmond says Compassion isn't a relief agency, but they have to get their programs to a functioning point. From there,
we are looking at 14 different long-term strategies to include more counseling, to include building the homes, building our church projects back up, food security.
The gospel is changing the landscape too.
God has been doing just supernatural things in Haiti in terms of healing, in terms of the movement of the church, in terms of bringing people to Christ.
There's a bright future ahead. More details at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Muslim extremists in Morocco are now using Facebook to expose and vilify Christians. Open Doors and Compass Direct News both indicate efforts against national Christians have been gaining momentum there. The government expelled more than 100 foreign Christians for proselytizing. More than 7,000 Muslim clerics are denouncing Christian activities and calling foreign Christians' aid work religious terrorism. There's more to this story at our website. Elsewhere, with a suicide rate four times higher than any American kids, Native American youth are clearly searching for more. Ron Hutchcraft says to reach them,
it's going to have to be Native American young people reaching Native American young people, and that's exactly what On Eagle's Wings is.
On Eagle's Wings' summer schedule begins today with the Warrior Leadership Summit. Some of the youth who attend the annual retreat will go on to various reservations preaching Christ. Hutchcraft has watched as
in about the past 4 or 5 years, over 6,000 Native young people give their hearts to Christ.
The strategy works. Now the greatest need is prayer.
My prayer for this little interview is that there will be someone who listening who will say, God has spoken to my heart about this. I want to join you guys in this battle.
If you're that person, go to our website to get your free prayer kit so you can start praying for this important ministry. And finally, the house that martyred Mission Aviation Fellowship missionary Nate Saint built in Ecuador is being refurbished. Built in 1948 in Shellmara, the home has been closed since 2002 because of termite and other damage. Because it's such a landmark and inspiration, a nonprofit construction company has started restoring the 4,000-square-foot, two-story building. Once the $75,000 project is finished in September, it'll serve as an historic site, training center, and an apartment. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help organizations featured on today's broadcast, go to our website or call 1-800-995-4828. You can now receive MNN Daily at your personal email address, and it's free. It features pictures and links to expanded news coverage and more. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.